Now, you know, you see on the left there at the top, on the right at the top, you see a picture of an old man kissing Joseph Stalin, which is quite a weird thing to do, given that Joseph Stalin was probably responsible for the deaths of, you know, some number of people, in excess of 10 million, perhaps in excess of 30 million. People argue about this all the time. He certainly starved 6 million Ukrainians to death in the 1930s, which is something that, you know, for some reason you don't hear much about in your education. But, you know, 6 million Ukrainians, probably worth noticing a little bit. But it doesn't matter, because this old man, this was taken after the fall of the Berlin Wall. He's nostalgic for the times when everything was certain. You know, and the gold statue of Stalin is a representation, in some sense, of a deified leader. And the old man is there, is in a position of worship. And then Captain Hook, there at the bottom on the right-hand side, he's quite an interesting character, because he's basically a tyrant. And the Peter Pan story is very interesting, because Peter Pan, Pan sort of means everything. And Peter Pan is the sort of person who wants to retain the dynamic potential of childhood. Because when you're a child, you're not anything, but you could be anything. So you're pretty much only potential. And then you might say, well, why should you sacrifice that potential to become something actual? Because in some sense, it's actually a limiting process. So, for example, and I mean this in the most concrete possible way, you have more neural connections when you're born than you do at any other time in your life. And most of those die by the time you're two. So you go through this tremendous pruning process from when you're born, from when till two. So it's like you're dying into your childhood personality. And then again, the same thing happens at the end of adolescence between, say, 16 and 20, which is also the peak time for risk for the emergence of schizophrenia. And some people think that's the pruning process gone wrong. But, you know, as an adolescent, you also shed childhood potential to become the limited but specialized and potentially useful thing that you will become. And so you might say, well, is it worth it? Is it worth shedding that potential? And Peter Pan's answer to that is, well, no. He wants to remain in Neverland as a magical boy forever. And he's king of the lost boys, which I would say is not a very, that's not much of a dominance hierarchy, right? It's like you're the king of the losers, so to speak, people who can't get their act together and mature. Now, and you notice in Peter Pan that Peter Pan doesn't grow up. He doesn't establish a relationship with Wendy, who's actually real. He has to settle for Tinkerbell, who, you know, is a fairy, and they don't exist. And so she's really, in some sense, a figure of his imagination, because he won't mature. He can't have an actual relationship with a genuine person. So he has to satisfy himself with, well, it's something like a pornographic fantasy, actually. So seriously, it is. It is like that. I mean, it's toned down a lot in the movie version, obviously, but still, that's what's underlying it. Now, you might say, well, why doesn't Peter Pan want to grow up? And the answer is, the only figure of authority that's around for him is Captain Hook. And he doesn't like Captain Hook, and that's because Captain Hook is a tyrant, he's brutal, you know, and he's also a coward, because he's lost a hand already to a crocodile with a clock in its stomach. That's chaos and time. You know, that's the dragon that lives underneath everything. It's like the basilisk in Harry Potter. And that damn crocodile's already got a piece of him, which is exactly the case. Like, that crocodile's got a piece of me. You know, I'm older than 50, and so time has already got its grip on me. And, you know, part of the problem of being adult is that you also have to take the fact that you're finite and limited into account. And if you're terrified by that, which people tend to be, then it can easily turn you into a tyrant. Because you're afraid of everything or disgusted by everything, and you have to ramp up the amount you control it. And so Peter Pan looks at Captain Hook and he thinks, there's no damn way that's what I want to end up as. So he's got a bad role model. You know, so Captain Hook and Stalin and this sort of devouring monster are good representations of the negative or tyrannical element of the Great Father. So that's the tyrannical element of the dominance hierarchy.